Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Jackie here with you for Saturday Magazine this morning. And, you know, you might have seen my next guest facing the daunting challenge of Dragon's Den. I think that would be a very intimidating thing to do. And if so, you'll know that she was able to secure investment from Sarah Davies for her new anti-rolling changing mat, which is called the Wiggler. It's a great idea. I'm delighted to have Aileen McCauley on the show now. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm flying high. I told the listeners this morning, you know, we had our first grandchild born this week. So this is a topic I'm very, very interested in at the moment, Aileen.
Tell us,
how did you come up with this idea? Because this has always been a problem, hasn't it? Babies rolling off of mats and injuring
Absolutely.
Themselves.
Yeah, so once babies learn to roll and crawl, nappy changing can just become a bit of a battle, a bit of a wrestling match. You know, you're using your two hands to try and keep them still, and then you've no hands left to change the nappy. And at that
yeah.
stage, you know, it becomes a bit dangerous to change them on changing tables because there's a risk of falling. But then when you do what pediatricians say and change them on the floor, then they just want to be free, which is fair enough. So we had the same problem when our firstborn, when he was around 6 or 7 months, and when he really started getting active. And we looked for a solution, myself and my husband, and we couldn't find one. So James borrowed a sewing machine and taught himself to sew, and we came up with the Wriggler. And yeah, it changed nappy changing back to that just calm, stress-free time.
I love it. So it's like necessity brought about invention, and a man has taught himself how to sew. I mean, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get
exactly.
any better than that. Describe how it works. How does the Wiggler actually work?
So, like, from the outside, it looks like a normal portable changing mat that you'd fold up and put in your handbag or changing bag. But when you open it out, it has a bear character on the mat, and then there are arms that come off the mat, and they kind of hug the baby. And so they cross the baby's body, and then they extend down into knee pads. So you kneel on these knee pads, and they anchor the mat and the baby in place.
Ah.
So the baby gets a little bear hug in the mat, and your knees are doing what your hands are usually doing, and then your hands are freed up for a quick and easy mat
change. Well, aren't you clever? Aren't you clever? I love the idea of it. Oh my gosh. And you know, I know right now there are listeners out there that are going, why didn't I think of that? that's the thing with every good invention. You go, why didn't I think of that? It can't, but it can have been easy starting up a new business with young children too. You're a mom with young kids. How has that been, starting this up and getting it going?
Yeah, like it has, to be honest, it's taken a lot longer than I thought it would. And I think that part of that is just life gets in the way, and you do a bit. And then we've had help along the way. You know, we started with a prototype that worked for us. Like, it wasn't a prototype then, it was just the Wriggler that solved this problem for us. And then it was when, you know, we had family and friends who were also at that stage of having babies, and they were like, oh God, we need that, or can we have that? So then we thought, right, well, and then when we looked into it, we realized that nearly half of parents experience this stress and frustration at changing time. And when you think you're changing your baby 6 times a day or 6,500 times until they're potty trained, you know, we realized, okay, there is actually a potential market for this. So we worked with our local enterprise office, actually, and they were a great help in helping us get something that was made at our kitchen table to something that was possible to sell on the market. And we worked with some design colleges in Dublin as well that helped us refine it. And, you know, it's a patent protected product, so that was
a lot of work, trying
to figure out how that.
That's
how
a lot
that
of work.
Works.
That's a lot of paperwork.
But I suppose that each, and I think if you told me at the start how much work was going to be involved in getting to the final where things are at now, it's a lot longer than I thought it would. But at the same time, we just got help at each point along the way with the right people And I think that, yeah, that's the thing. That really
that's amazing.
Got us through it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well done. I just have to congratulate you on the idea, following it through, because it does take a little tenacity to see it from start to finish. And we certainly wish you every success with the Wiggler. Tell listeners how they can get more information and get in touch if they're interested in the Wiggler for their little ones.
Yeah, so everything is done at the moment through our website, which is www.thewriggler.com. It's available on Amazon now as well. But if you've any questions or anything, the website is the best place, because it's myself and my husband who take all the emails and all the orders and everything like that through there. So, yeah, the website is the best, thewriggler.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, congratulations on such a great product. And thank you for sharing about it today with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks a million, Jackie. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. A big congratulations to them. That's amazing. James and Eileen McCauley, the Wiggler. It's an anti-roll changing mat. Just what busy parents need to get those children changed when they get to that stage where they're rolling. Go to thewriggler.com. W-R-I-G-H-L-E. The Wiggler. E-R. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. I'm getting all excited here. The Wiggler. So the WRIGGLER.com if you want more information. Great product. Spirit. Now, if you're familiar with Dr. Seuss, I love him. I love the books, but you might have heard this quote before. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Well, there is a program running throughout the summer in Irish libraries, which is all about encouraging children to discover the joy of reading. And on the line now to tell us all about it, I have Catherine Elliott from County Monaghan Library Services. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. I'm great. Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
It is so great to have you on the show. I think it's summer is a great time to get kids reading, to get us all reading. I think parents need to be reading to be a good example. But you've got something really special going on in the libraries called Summer Stars. It's running all over the country. Can you tell us about it and how children can get involved with it?
Absolutely, yes. So the Summer Stars Reading Adventure is a free national reading program for children that takes place in all of our public libraries and online each summer. So it was launched on the 9th of June and it's running from the 14th to the 31st of August this year. So as you say, it's all about the joy and pleasure of reading. So children who'd like to get involved can visit their local library. Most of the libraries are now open again, I'm glad to say, and have browsing facilities available. And they can register and get their reading card from their library so that they can record the books they read. They can get their card stamped, or they can stamp it themselves. If they can't get to the library, they can download the cards themselves from the Libraries Ireland website. So, the idea is that it's an ideal opportunity for the children to take time, find the books that they really like reading, and experience reading as a kind of activity of fun and a source of entertainment.
Absolutely. So, it's great to see a program that gets kids off the screens and into the books. I love it. I love it. It's really great that the libraries are open again and we can go in and choose the books, but many of them are also running other events that aren't just about the books. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yes, well as the reading, we have a number of initiatives as well. So we have our short story competition, for example. So that's available for children from 6 years old right through to 18. So there's three age categories there. So the short story competition is to write a story which starts, "Of all the places in the world, I never thought I would be here."
And there are, good
are
start.
Prizes available, and then we've a huge amount of online fun taking place. There's online story time, competitions, quizzes, colouring competitions. You'll find that your local library has its own menu of events that's taking place, and we're absolutely full. There's such a wide range of activities to get involved in. And you can link into your own local library's services through the Libraries Ireland on website, which will link you into each of the counties, so you can get to know what's happening in your local area. And then, of course, we want them to get away from the screens, we also have a huge amount of online books available as well. And there's a Summer Stars collection available on our BorrowBox app for the summer as well. There's lots and lots of e-books and e-audiobooks for children available as well.
Excellent. So much going on.
Yes, absolutely.
As usual, there's always so much going on in the libraries, which is wonderful that you guys are back up and running and getting things going during the summer. I do love the libraries. It's fun to bring the kids in because you guys are always doing something fun, different kind of programs that you want run. So thank you on behalf of all mothers and fathers out there. I thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, because without our borrowers and our customers, where would we be? And we really appreciate the support, and we're so delighted to see people coming back in through the doors again.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, Catherine, there's activities and events that vary in different counties and libraries. Where's the best place for listeners to get the information for their particular area?
Well, the go-to website would be libraryireland.ie. So that sort of will tell you everything you need to know about public library services right across the country. And then there's a map link which will allow you to link in to your own service in your own county, and then you can go from there to see what's happening. Because quite a lot of the library services would have their own Facebook pages, Twitter accounts. So that we're very much visible now on social media as well.
Excellent.
So you can link into us as well that
so
way.
So easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just want to, again, just reiterate, we're an absolutely free service, free membership, no more fines. and we've got like 12 million books available right across the country.
Wow.
Through a free request service. And we've got our online magazines, our newspapers, our ebooks, and audiobooks, language classes. It's all going on in libraries. So.
Yep. It's happening. The library's hip, I tell you. It's the place to be. It's the place to be. Catherine, thank you so much this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks a million.
Yeah, it's a great resource to have running over the summer, and we appreciate Catherine coming on. We have lots of children who are listening. We hope they go out there and visit the libraries and discover the joy of reading. And we thank Catherine Elliott from the County Monaghan Library Services for coming on this morning to tell us all about it. It's Summer Stars. Look it up at libraryireland.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.